This feast day of Christ the King, bringing to the end our liturgical season. I think it's important for us to know what we're celebrating, and that it's not an accident that this feast of Christ the King closes the liturgical season. When we look at this at it from a human perspective, we might think that this is kind of in the wrong place. This feast, if he is truly the king, should be maybe right around Christmas or around Easter, these two pivotal moments of our faith. But liturgies are meant to be an image of the eternal realities. They're supposed to show what is going on in heaven. So when we look at our liturgical celebration as a series of events, Advent preparing us for Christmas, then a short time of Jesus' public ministry leading into Lent when we prepare for his death and his resurrection, and then a longer period of his public ministry, ordinary time, when we walk with Christ through his public teachings, leading us, as we've been celebrating these last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, where we've been focusing on the end times, focusing on the second coming. But these celebrations also reflect other types of human processions. We just had a World Series champion, right? And if you saw the parade on TV, what came last? It was the team. When we have a wedding, when they come into the church, what comes last? It's the bride and the groom. Even in a funeral procession, we have the casket come in, followed by the family. Because even in our funerals, we're pointing to life. So we come together to conclude this liturgical year with this feast of Christ the King. He's a king. We don't elect him prime minister or president. It's a kingdom. Our church is not a democracy or a republic. And Christ isn't king only for a short time. He is king always, yesterday, today, tomorrow. And he is not just your king. He is not just my king. He is the king. The king of all of creation. But he's not a king that comes and makes demands and forces them upon us. He doesn't wield the power of the world to make us bend to him. He is a teacher. He is our master. He is the king that came to serve and not to be served. He isn't brash. He doesn't come to force himself. He is not one who will make his authority felt, but he comes in humility. He is a king who loves, and a king who loves us so much that he gives us free will. And in that free will, he even loves us so much that he will allow us to turn away if we choose. But he invites us to follow. He is not the king that the Jews expected. Oftentimes, I think he's not the king that we expect. When we read in sacred scripture, we understand what the Jews were thinking. They wanted a king. They would go into battle and they would get beat, and they would go into battle and they would win. But every time that they went into battle, they saw these other nations that they were fighting. They had kings. Kings to lead them. Kings to unify them. And they wanted a king. So they went to God's servant, Samuel. And they made their demand for a king. And Samuel prayed to God, and he came back to them and he said, no. He said, that's not God's plan. God is your king. You don't need a human king. Put your trust and your faith in God. No, we want a king. We need someone to lead us into battle. We need a king like the Philistines who just beat us. We need a king. And so God eventually gives in to their demands and he gives them Saul. But Saul was in it for himself. And after his many failures, God removed the kingship from Saul and gave it to David, a king who was after God's own heart. But even in that, David would fall as well. He would sin against God and man. And yes, he would turn to God. And he shows us the value of reconciliation and humility. But his sins remained and the people paid for his sins. Many kings came after David. None of them quite as good as David. Some good, some not so much. But they were there. But their kingdoms ended. None of them would reign. But God had made them a promise. He had made David a promise that there would be a king from his line whose reign would never end. And that's what the people were expecting. They're expecting this power.